Ronald Reagan's favorite Russian joke.
One of the heads of state that I met with told me the story about the two fellows in the Soviet Union that were walking down the street, and the one of them says, "Have we really achieved full communism? Is this it? Is this now full communism?" The other one said, "Oh, hell no. Things are going to get a lot worse."
Ronald Reagan chuckled and tough-talked his way through the tense, nuclear-tipped 1980s. By the end of the Reagan era, there was no Soviet Union. The Cold War was over. But someone forgot to actually deal with all the warheads. Mostly accounted for, the U.S. and Russia are finally getting around to some unfinished Cold War business.
First we got the bomb, and that was good, because we love peace and motherhood. Then Russia got the bomb, but that's okay, because the balance of power is maintained that way. Who's next?
Russia and the U.S. finally start to reduce their nuclear weapons. The world asks, who's next? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, April 8th. One more day. I'm live in our KUVO studios here in Denver, Colorado, and a look at a nuclear build-down between the U.S. and Russia this morning.
And that's definitely at the top of the news this morning, a new start in Prague. Here's the official announcement.
The President of the United States of America, Barack Obama, and the President of the Russian Federation, Dmitry Medvedev, are signing the treaty between the United States of America and the Russian Federation.
The milestone deal reduces the stockpile of nuclear weapons in both countries by a third, and it's gone down to their lowest levels in half a century. Speaking now, President Obama says the treaty caps a turnaround for the Cold War enemies.
Today is an important milestone for nuclear security and nonproliferation and for U.S.-Russia relations.
The treaty still has to be ratified, though, by the U.S. Senate.
We're joined now by New York Times chief Washington correspondent David Sanger, who's covering the events in Prague. David Sanger, how do they achieve these reductions, as you understand it?
Well, they achieve these reductions by reducing the number of actual missiles that are pointed at each country. But there are some strange accounting rules here. And so while the number you're going to be hearing today is 1550, in fact, it's a little bit like the way Enron did its accounting, because there are a lot of ways in which certain weapons count for more than others.
Enron accounting and other details of the treaty in Prague. David Sanger, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Rescue teams in West Virginia are now winding their way through a maze of gas-filled tunnels in search of four missing miners. Officials are holding out slim hope that the miners had somehow survived the explosion by escaping into airtight chambers.
There's been a coup in the Central Asian country of Kyrgyzstan. There's a large U.S. base in the nation that's used in the war in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Afghan police say they've captured the largest suicide bomb team ever found in the capital. Five would-be bombers were stopped as they rode in an SUV. Police say the suspects are linked to Al-Qaeda.
And finally, Tiger Woods is back in a major today. He'll tee off at the Masters at 1:42 Eastern time this afternoon. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 10,897. The S&P opens at 1,182. And the Nasdaq starts at 2,431. Well, we're going to get a rare inside look, very intimate look, into one portion of the U.S. justice system, women's prison. That's later on this hour. But all morning long, we're talking about how bartering is up while the economy is down. That's nothing new. You can find out more on our website, thetakeaway.org. But we're asking you, what are your stories of bartering in the home or in business?
This is Greg from Baltimore, and I really think the bartering thing is not new. Technology, though, and the internet has really made it viable and easy to do, and so it's expanding because of the technology, but the bartering's been around forever.
Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Let us know, what do you have you would trade and what do you need in exchange? 8778-MY-TAKE. In a few minutes, we'll go to Prague for more on the signing of the START Treaty on Nuclear Arms.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.